Welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Joining us right now is Tak Fuji, right here on the J-Pop Exchange.
Hi, I'm Tak Fuji, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Hi, Mr. Fuji. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
You are extremely welcome, Sean, and all J-Pop Exchange listeners. Thank you very much, too.
If you do not mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a smaller town?
Well, I was born in a southern city, Kyushu, Japan, called Fukuoka City, which is quite an urban area, and moved to Nagoya and Kanagawa, and then back to Fukuoka when I was 8 years old, and lived there until I was 18 years old. Fukuoka is a very unique city, not like Tokyo or Osaka. It's a very urban area that has a nice food and music. So yes, so many people say it's a great city to grow up in, but as you know, you don't recognize it if you grew up there. Now that I'm living in Tokyo and I really miss the life in Fukuoka. I really mean that.
That's very interesting. Fukuoka sounds great. You have been involved in the creation and localization of games with a music focus. Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
I started my career as a sound composer in the video game industry. So, answering your question, music is always beside me. I started learning piano when I was 4 years old, and after studying piano for about 10 years, I heard the craziest music I have ever heard come out from the radio, and it blew my mind. The music was the song Jump from Van Halen. Up until that moment, all my music knowledge was about classical, melodic, and beautiful music. Jump had a beautiful melody too, but a strong synth sound as well, and so many dynamics with a distorted guitar. That changes something in me, like all other kids in the 80s. Then I had a band in high school, and my teenage life was golden, I have to say.
You studied music theory and composition at SUNY New Paltz in upstate New York. Please tell us more about this experience.
So, when I finished high school, there were lots of band dudes around me. And their life was the stereotypical sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I had a great interest in working in music, but I decided not to be like them. Instead, I decided to go to college. I wanted to get out of my hometown to explore more kinds of music. I was planning to go to Tokyo for the first time, but somehow I ended up going to see the home of the heavy metal, the USA. First, I entered SUNY Stony Brook, but then I transferred to the New Paltz because they had a great music program over there. I missed playing piano and I was highly motivated to study orchestral and band after listening to the November Rain by Guns N' Roses. The life in New Paltz was just great. They had a great art and theater department in addition to their great music department. So, all the students there were very creative and their ideas influenced each other. The downside was our dormitory life. It was called Zoo. Always party. Party always. 24 hours, 7 days in a week, 365 days in a year. And it was an hour drive to Manhattan, so I had a great chance to see great artistic works in the Metropolitan Museum of Art and MoMA. Of course, great theater performances on both on and off Broadway. And music, of course, from the Blue Note to CBGB. Nothing but a great experiences.
Cool. Who are your musical influences?
Beethoven, I have to say. So strut C minor to express his passion, and he had a spiky hue even in the 17th century. He was the first punk rocker.
What music do you listen to?
All kinds, from classical to the EDM. Music used to be a domestic and individual countries, but through the cultural exchange, there has been a melding of ideas and influences and bringing new melody and grooves. I don't specifically follow any style or young artist anymore, but I keep my ear on them to understand updated music and their cultures.
That's very interesting. Please tell us about the development of Gal Metal. How was the idea for the game conceived?
The concept was so clear from the beginning, getting rid of notes to follow. I saw how the music game genre was born, such as the Power Up the Rapper, Beat Menu, Guitar Heroes, and so on. They all had great gameplay systems, which is hit the notes and play music. But as a real music instrument player, I would say music is about your emotion, your expression. Audiences will listen to and enjoy not only the music itself, but performances too. And the performance is what people enjoy and cry and applaud for. In real music performance, you must remember the right note first. Then you have more to express your music with. So I follow the same rule in the game. Learn and remember your notes in practice and play them from the memory to unleash your live performance. This is how the concept started, but explaining this system to a player without any musical experiences was a big challenge. We tried more than 30 prototypes to find the right way to teach the system to the new player. We did our best, but still, I kind of feel a better way must be existing. Additionally, the drumming game with the Nintendo Switch is the perfect combination, I thought. Thanks to the Joy-Cons, we don't have to buy additional peripherals to play music games anymore. Plus, this becomes a portable drumming experience anywhere. Take Nintendo Switch with you to your barbecue party, dormitory party, or anywhere. This becomes an instant drumming machine anyone can enjoy.
Fascinating to learn more about the development process, and you raise some interesting points. Do you have any advice for people who are new to playing Gal Metal?
Don't play alone. This is a game to play with your friends. If you have a friend who have a music experience, that would be a great help. If you're a musician, then tell your friends how to play. If you play alone, it's really tough to know when you're offbeat and really hard to learn from there what to do next. Even if you are offbeat, if you have a friend with you, show your original beats, show your original tricks, show your original performance of you to all.
Thank you, that's very helpful. You have extensive experience with the localization of video games. What is your general localization philosophy? For example, some companies have very literal translations and some companies take many liberties. What is your stance in this area?
Trust and support translators and respect their culture and method. Don't provide only text to be translated, but bring your culture along with the text. Provide your culture to make translators understand the commonalities and the differences. No phrases can be translated word for word. Look for alternative. Always. Each translator has their own method. Don't force yours. Trust them. They know what is best. Especially at the voiceover sessions. Don't force emphasis on your master language. Just find the best partner you can trust and just let them handle and be responsible for their job. They will provide the best result. If you don't trust them and force your own method, then they will provide you just what you ordered for. No extra, no soul in their language.
Thank you for sharing. Great insights. Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
I am currently working on R&D department, which is called Research and Development. Garmero was a part of R&D for a six-axis controller game. I love new tech and game, so I will be very glad if I continue my work and show something new to the market.
What are your thoughts on the upcoming 2020 Tokyo Olympics?
Can't wait! I really wish eSports Olympics will be held in the same year. Many great Japanese games are used for eSports already, so it is a great opportunity to show them to the people who don't know the beauty of Japanese video games.
I agree. That sounds very interesting. In conclusion, is there anything you'd like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
I am getting older, so there's not much time left for me. What I really want to do is tell the younger generation about how great the video games are. Japanese video game culture has almost the same value as manga culture. Therefore, achievement, philosophy, love, sadness, and fun. They are something not happening in daily life. There is a lot to learn and earn from them. They have power to change people in both bad and good ways, so let's make good ones for all.
Fascinating insights. I really agree with your points. Thank you again, Mr. Fuji, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
ショコラのような恋にずっと酔いしれて生きていきましょう。目の歯ほどけてゆく心の棘甘くとろける。
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. Hiroshi Miyagawa was a highly regarded composer in Japan, and one of his arguably most prolific works was composing the score for the Space Battleship Yamato series, which was previously localized in America as Star Blazers. Maybe you remember that if you were a child of that time. Right now, though, I want to share with you some great music that his son composed for Yamato. That's right, Akira Miyagawa has continued his father's legacy, and I want to share with you some great music that he has composed for the latest iteration of Yamato, beginning with Attack.
I'm Akira Miyagawa, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange, as heard in the newest and latest iteration of the Yamato franchise. That was Akira Miyagawa with Dogfight. Right now, here's another great composition courtesy of Akira Miyagawa, titled Good Harmony. We've got great highlights from the latest Tokyo FM Earth Day concert when the J-Pop Exchange right here on The Saint returns.